Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 95 Google Daily, this time for May 7th, 2020. If you didn't already know, which you probably should, this is our snapshot of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So back in February, Google laid out plans for three Android 11 developer previews and betas. The company delivered the first half on that schedule amid COVID-19, but today announced a change that sees the Android 11 Developer Preview 4 suddenly drop this month instead of the first consumer beta. Google has instead decided to add a little bit of extra time in the Android 11 release schedule, which means that it is specifically pushing back Beta 1 and all subsequent milestones by about a month. That said, a final release is still on track for Q3. Final APIs are still set for June. Google is providing app developers an additional month to compile and test, though. Meanwhile, Android 11 DP4 today is focused on performance improvements and iterative updates. Fixes this time include the location services icon no longer showing in the status bar while location services are not in use. Icons in the status bar also no longer run over the edge on certain devices. There are some other minor feature inclusions, which you can check out over on site right now, but none that have ever likely been high on your request list. Google Chrome for Android has previously had a dark mode of its own, which darkens nearly every single part of the app's UI, including the Discover feed and the New Tab feed. With that in mind, it can be somewhat frustrating to perform a Google search on your sleek, dark Chrome and be presented with a blindingly white results search page. It seems Google is preparing to shake up the status quo, and according to a new code change added late to the Chromium source code repository, the code will add a new flag to Chrome flags, which offers a fairly straightforward description. If we take this description at face value, in the near future, Google's search results page will have a darkened theme, most likely akin to the dark theme offered by the Google Search app you can find on Android. It seems strange, though, that changes would need to be made to Chrome to make this happen, rather than to the Google Search website itself. But that said, we do hope it comes sooner rather than later, as this is one of the last popular Google apps that hasn't had a dark theme applied. Some of you may know Google Authenticator already, and it is a very straightforward app that provides two-step verification codes when signing into third-party websites. The Android app saw its last update back in 2017, would you believe? But Google Authenticator 5.1 has finally introduced a material theme redesign and account transfer feature. To start, Authenticator adopts the Google Material theme by centering its logo in the top navigation bar, while the dark theme now matches the background color found in other applications from Google. The fab in the bottom right corner has also been refreshed to feature Google's colorful plus sign. The main view list now sees account names appear above 6-digit codes, which are now blue and use Google Sans font. At the right, the circular timeout indicator is similarly hued. In the overflow menu, we see a new transfer accounts option that actually allows you to definitely a popular addition if you do transfer device a lot. The transfer accounts option will allow you to export or import codes. This leverages QR codes and greatly reduces the pain of getting a new device and having to individually visit each service to set up Google Authenticator again. For those who want to update the application, you can get it now on the Google Play Store. And finally, and sort of briefly, Google Lens has now added three productivity-focused features, including search results from the web and a copy-to-computer shortcut. The new features allow you to do much more with Lens, with the copy-to-computer allowing you to share selected images and text to your devices using a Chrome browser that already have an account attached. The Listen tool is a really good one that might be useful to hear the correct pronunciation of words, which of course will be ideal as a translation aid. All of these features are rolling out right now with the latest update on Android and iOS. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 95google.com and subscribe to the 95 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.